patient's name. First name is Shirley, S-H-I-R-L-E-Y, last name Mendoza, M as in Mary, E N as in Nancy, D as in Dr. O, Z as in Zorro A. ID number is 31961, date of birth is arrived in 29-1972. This is an office visit / follow-up note. No letters, only a patient chart copy. Next is Tropez English, Ms. Mendoza returns in follow-up regarding clinical stage T as in Tom 2, N as in Nancy 1-2, triple negative, invasive, fully differentiated left breast ductal carcinoma. Now status for cycle 1, day 10 of chemotherapy with T-asymptom AC period. The patient also receives Neulasta, N-U-L-A-S-T-A, after chemotherapy in light of high risk for neutropenic fever period. Next paragraph. Today, coma Ms. Mendoza reports feeling much better period. She does report that after chemotherapy, there was significant nausea and vomiting, which was well controlled with present antiemetic therapy period. There was also issues of abdominal pain, which were also treated with supportive medication, especially Bentil, B-asymptom E, and C-asymptom YL period. There was also altralias and myalgias after Neulasta injection, which were also relieved with supportive pre-medications, as well as a short course of prednisone period. Symptoms are graded to be moderate in nature, and today are not present period. She's feeling much better, as I said before, and also she's eating well and not losing any weight period. She also reports that the left breast mass area feels somewhat softer. Period. Next paragraph. There are no other complaints. Period. The rest of the 14 systems reviews non-contributory. Period. Next paragraph. Medications reviewed and as noted in the chart. Period. Next paragraph. Physical examination. Next general. She appears well, but again looks fearful and anxious. Period. The patient is seen in the presence of her husband, comma mother, and aunt. Period. Next vital signs. Blood pressure 138/70. Pulse 86. Respiration 16, temperature 98.7, weight 150. Next, lymph nodes. Again, there is a 1.5 centimeter lymphadenopathy felt deep in the left axilla, period. However, comma, it is not tender, period. Next, chest, not only to percussion, but tender in the upper left thoracic area where muscle spasms are again noted, period. Next lungs, clear to auscultation period. Next breast, the left breast demonstrates no swelling underneath the mass area period. Upon palpation, mass is again felt just above the nipple, measuring about 3.5 centimeters in its largest diameter period. The mass is now more mobile and less hard period. It is also less tender period. Next, abdomen, bowel sounds are normal active period. It is soft, comma, depressible, and non-tender period. Next extremities, there's no edema or cyanosis period. Next paragraph, laboratory, number one, CBC size differential is significant for a white blood cell count of 19.9, absolute neutrophil count of 16.1, open parenthesis, on Neulasta, and a platelet count of 119,000 period. There is no anemia period. Next paragraph, impression, number one, grade 2 nausea, comma, vomiting, and abdominal pain, which is chemotherapy induced. And now well controlled with supportive therapy. Period. Next number, grade 1 thrombocytopenia, which is chemotherapy induced. Period. Next number, leukocytosis / neutrophilia, which is an effect of Neulasta. Period. Next number, clinical stage T-asymptom 2, NSNC 1-2, triple negative, invasive, fully differentiated left breast ductal carcinoma, status of cycle 1, day 10 of chemotherapy with T-asymptom AC period. ECOG performance status is 1, just because of significant issues of anxiety period. Next paragraph, plan recommendations, number 1, I am still awaiting the results of the thoracic spine MRI, with and without contrast, to make sure there's no evidence of metastatic disease, period. As I said before, likely this is related to muscle spasm and stress, period. Period. Next number, CBC size differential on return, period. Next number, I will assess Ms. Mendoza on cycle 1, day 20, with the above results anticipating cycle 2 on January the 31st, 2013. Period. Signing Ricardo J. Quintero, Assurance MB.